Like, wow, Scoob, it's Devil Radio.
Rebel Radio?
Here we go.
All right.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google stores and download our app. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And also click on the link that says Support Devil Radio, which many of you had requested we post. You know that we're the only hard-hitting station on the left in the state, really. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts peddling the big lie, the steal, the Trump lie. There's others are well-intentioned, NPR and the rest of them, like them very much, listen to them. But you are not going to get the kind of talk, analysis, and hard-hitting questions on any other radio station in Wisconsin. And we have a statewide reach with our app. We have large audiences over in Milwaukee, for instance, in the north, everywhere, not just in the broadcast area around Madison. Believe it or not, we have an audience in Chicago. Some of you listening right now, thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Milwaukee. Thank you, statewide. Well, let's get to one of the two biggest legislative issues facing the Congress right now. And this is the infrastructure. What do you mean the infrastructure? There are two infrastructure bills. One is the so-called hard infrastructure. It's called the $1 trillion bill. It's actually a little north of there, probably about 1.2. It's a misnomer. It's not 1.2 trillion. It's over 10 years. So it's about 100 to 120 billion a year. And half of that has already been satisfied by prior allocations of COVID relief that wasn't used. Sadly, you know what some of that was? Republican states, red states, refused to take the unemployment comp enhancement. So it stayed there in the Treasury, and that's being used. So you're really talking somewhere around $50 billion a year, a little over for 10 years, to repair our bridges, to repair our airports, our roads, water systems, and install good rural broadband. What's not to like? Are you kidding me? In a modern nation, we're competing with China and the Ruskies and the rest of them. We got to do it. A lot of people know we got to do it. Every Democrat voted for it in the Senate, and 19 Republicans, including Moscow Mitch, the old weasel, actually serpent from Kentucky, I had relatives down there. Lake Kentucky, Lake Louisville, go to Louisville. And then there is the Muhammad Ali. That's where he was from, the Muhammad Ali Boulevard. And there's the Louisville Slugger Factory. When I was 11 years old, I was sure I'd be a professional baseball player. I could hit a fastball. So I went to the Louisville Slugger place, and they have pitching machines, and you can have them set at anything you want. So I started to set it fairly reasonable. I could hit the ball, and suddenly I had them set at real high, and I, honest to God, couldn't even see the ball. So as a result, I am not a professional baseball player. But it's a good town. Some of that good Southern cooking that's really a border state, not Southern. But their elected officials in the Congress, some of them, well, in the Senate, are bad news. They have a good governor, Democrat, a great congressman from Louis, John Yarborough, a classmate of mine, friend of mine, very, very good guy, used to own the counterculture newspaper down there, the Quilt of the Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. So it's a mixed state, but I'll tell you what, their two senators are bad news, and they are Moscow Mitch and Rand Paul. Now, Moscow Mitch even voted for the hard filibuster. So we had the votes. Comes to the House, all we need is the House to vote it up, and we have a majority. The progressives wouldn't vote for it. Primala Jayapal of Seattle, obstructionist, she said, I'm not going to vote for it. And she laid down a lot of other things. I'm not going to vote for it unless Republicans also repeal the Hyde Amendment, which provides that taxpayer funds can't be used for abortions. You know, the workaround at that that has worked is that Planned Parenthood provides them and gets money, taxpayer money, and everybody sort of understands that. So she's injecting all this stuff, stopping our carpenters, machinists, laborers, steel workers, pipe fitters, sheet metal workers, all of these people from working at union jobs and high wages with good benefits. And I'm tired of it. In any event, Biden came in, the old master, the old fox, you know, the guy was elected to the Senate in 1972. He was 29. So how do you get in? Because you have, under the Constitution, you have to be 30 to be in the Senate. Because fortunately, he turned 30, I don't know, about 3 weeks before he would have been sworn in. And they said, well, as long as you're 30 when you're sworn in, it's good enough. But he was elected at 29. He's a sly fox. He's been around forever. And I'm glad that I supported him in the primary. And anyway, he worked his magic. So here is how it's coming together. If you're interested in how sausage is made, I'm interested in eating sausage. I'm not interested in how it's made, but some people are. And so therefore, I'm going to give you a bird's eye view. So he comes in and he sits down and he talks to Pramila Jayapal privately. And he talks to the so-called moderates and this one and that one. And he goes, okay, I think that really the range that we're probably looking for, is 1.9 to 2.2. That's about roughly two thirds of what he wanted. He's made the calculus that he can do much of what he wants with two thirds, and the rest of it can certainly live to be voted on another day, but let's get this in the bank along with hard infrastructure. So Pramila Jayapal comes back and she goes, well, maybe I can do 2.5 to 2.9. The progressives. Well, 2.5 is a trillion less than they wanted. Manchin had said, I won't vote for more than a trillion five. And he was reminded by Biden, well, you know, earlier in the year, you said 2.5. And a couple of years ago, you said 4 trillion. And Manchin just grinned, you know, he's trying to maneuver around in a state, West Virginia, where Trump got 68% of the vote. Number two of all the red states for Trump, what do you think number one was? Wyoming, about 69%. A lot of guys out there, tight jeans and black cowboy hats riding around, and they voted for Trump, see? Okay, well, here's what it is. So what do you, if you're a trial lawyer negotiating a settlement, what do you make of that? Well, when Pramila Jayapal says 2.5 to 2.9, that's a signal that she's starting at 2.5. She'll probably come down, take a bit of a haircut from there. When Manchin says 1.5, that means that that's the basement. He'll take a haircut. He'll grow some hair, but he should grow some hair and come up. Biden forced the issue by saying 1.9 to 2.2 and jammed them both. My feeling is the fight will be either between 1.9 or 2.1. The progressives are going to want a 2 in front of it. Manchin's going to want a 1 in front of it. Biden will beat the hell out of both of them, and they'll come up with something around 2. Around 2. In the meantime, though, this requires Sinema to be on board. Why does it require Sinema? Because there are only 50 Democratic votes, and if she doesn't vote for it, Moscow Mitch will tank this, and it'll be 50-49. There are 50 Republicans. We need Sinema. Sinema is chicken, and in the background, she's saying, I'm studying it. The progressives, though, are making a big mistake. They have harassment teams after her at airports, on an airplane itself, harassing her, in a bathroom with a camera. You know, what I would have done is charge them with disorderly conduct. You walk in to a bathroom with a camera? Are you kidding me? A public bathroom? And you start taking pictures of people going in stalls? At least disorderly conduct. The problem is what they are doing is worse than a crime. It's a blunder. And that was said by Talleyrand, French statesman in the early 19th century. He said something was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. This is a blunder. The more you humiliate cinema while she's being squeezed mercilessly to take this deal, the more possibility there is that they get scared and angry as hell and says, the hell with it all. AOC has attacked her. These people have all attacked her personally. Here's a word to Congress. Shut up. Do not attack senators. Do not attack senators in your own party. Keep your mouth shut. Hang out in your own district and provide some services. We're tired of it. We need cinema. This is all coming down to whether Manchin and Biden can beat up cinema and get her to take roughly two. Okay? There's the sausage. It'll be mighty tasty on a bun. Mighty tasty. I like it with raw onions. I like it with mustard and relish. That's the way I like it. Mighty tasty. But you do not want to see it made. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.